Sir, you got a motion picture for me?
Yes, sir, I do. You're darn tootin', I do.
Fantastic. Tell me all about this picture.
Sounds good to me, sir, but first I gotta ask, why are we talking so fast?
Well, son, it's the 1940s. Everybody talks like this.
Mighty strange of you to specify the decade, but what if we slowed it down a little bit?
That's a bold suggestion. You got a lot of moxie, kid. I respect that.
Okay, so I'm slowing it down a little bit.
Me too. Oh, this is actually nice.
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, talking slower is tight.
What the heck is tight?
It's this new expression I'm trying out. Anyway, tell me about this picture.
Oh, well, it's called Dumbo, and it's about a baby elephant with big ears that can fly.
Well, right away I see a production problem with that, seeing as elephants can't fly, you big stupid dummy.
Well, this would be an animated movie.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I apologize for the name calling.
That's okay. So we're gonna start the movie with a bunch of storks dropping a whole bunch of baby animals onto a circus.
Oh my god.
Softly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so pretty much all the animals get little newborn babies, except this elephant named Jumbo.
So the circus suddenly has newborn babies of almost every species just appear overnight?
That's what we're going with. So anyway, Jumbo's real sad because she didn't get a baby.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, but then she is gonna get one, you know, almost immediately.
So that whole thing was a waste of time for no reason?
Pretty much. So anyway, this stork delivers the baby and then he sings happy birthday because that's part of the delivery service.
Didn't all the other storks just drop the babies? Why is this one singing?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so it turns out that the baby has oversized ears, so the other elephants start making fun of him and call him Dumbo.
Oh, very mean.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have a little song about setting up the circus. It's gonna be called the Song of the Roustabouts.
And what's that gonna be like?
Well, we're gonna have a bunch of faceless African-American men working hard and singing about how they slave till they're almost dead for almost no pay.
I think that's gonna age just fine.
Me too.
So what else happens?
Well, this guy's gonna be mean to Dumbo, so Dumbo's mom is gonna step in and then she's gonna get locked in a cage for being mad.
Oh no.
Yeah, and all the other elephants are gonna give Dumbo the cold shoulder because they think it's his fault.
Very, very sad.
But then this little mouse sees Dumbo's potential and wants to turn him into a big headliner.
Oh, it's kind of like that 1937 movie. What's it called? A Star Is Born.
Yeah, exactly. I figure we could borrow from that a little bit.
Like a remake?
No, just borrowing that one element. Nobody's gonna remake A Star Is Born. What would be the point of that?
I have no idea.
Anyway, so the mouse needs to make the ringleader realize that Dumbo could be a good headliner.
Oh, the ringleader? What's his deal?
Oh, well, he's German and he's kind of a bad guy.
Oh, the bad guy is German, huh? That's kind of like that, what's that called that's going on right now? World War II?
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, it's something.
Well, we'll have to read up on it.
Yeah, definitely do. It's something. So anyway, is it gonna be hard to convince this guy?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he just waits for this ringleader guy to be sleeping, right?
Okay.
And then while he's dreaming, he kind of plants the idea in the ringleader's brain that Dumbo could be the star.
Okay, so kind of like the inception of an idea by influencing someone's dreams. I could see that being a movie in 70 years or so.
That's a very specific timeline, sir.
Yeah, so anyway, how does he plant the idea?
By whispering the word climax into a sleeping man's ear more than you'd expect for a kid's movie.
Wow, pretty inappropriate.
Maybe a little, but it works.
Well, great.
Yeah, but then Dumbo trips on his own ears and messes the whole dang thing up.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So then as punishment, he gets made into the most humiliating thing you could possibly be.
A clown.
A clown.
Being a clown is very humiliating. That's why so many of them turn to murder.
Exactly. So they make Dumbo jump off this tall platform and everybody loves it. So the clowns are like, let's make him dive off a higher platform.
Uh-oh.
So they're like, let's go tell the boss the idea, but then they accidentally let some alcohol spill into a trough.
Okay.
And so Dumbo and the mouse are gonna accidentally drink it and just get super wasted.
I thought this was a kid's movie.
Oh yeah, it is. We're just gonna have a scene where the baby elephant and the mouse get blackout drunk.
Well, okay then.
But before they blackout, they're gonna, you know, just trip balls.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, there's gonna be a big bubble elephant with dead eyes that makes a bunch of other elephants, and all these evil-looking elephants are gonna have a haunting parade and turn into different things. There's gonna be a worm elephant. There's gonna be a camel elephant that's gonna turn into a cobra, a belly dancer that turns into a single eyeball, and then it's just raining elephants with black evil eyes, and then they turn into clouds.
You okay, buddy?
Oh no, I have bad dreams all the time, even when I'm awake.
Yeah, you seem a little messed up.
Anyway, so Dumbo and the mouse are gonna wake up in a tree.
Oh.
Yeah, and the mouse is gonna be like, oh man, I was so wasted, I don't know what happened, but I'm pretty sure that Dumbo flew.
Well, that's quite a leap.
No, a flight.
Never mind.
So then these black crows are gonna show up, and they all speak in very stereotypical African-American voices.
That's not offensive, is it?
I don't know, but the main one is named Jim Crow.
That's probably always gonna be an okay decision. Lock it in.
Great, so Dumbo and the mouse go back to the circus because Dumbo has to jump again.
Okay.
And then just as it seems like they're about to crash, Dumbo flies.
Wow.
And then everybody loves him and the movie's over.
Wait, it's over?
Yeah, it's 60 minutes long.
But you said it was about a flying elephant and he's only gonna fly in the last 2 minutes?
That's right. So what's the moral of the story here?
Well, if people make fun of you, you should probably get blackout drunk. Maybe you have some hidden talents.
Huh. Yeah, it's an important message, I think.
So who should we get to direct this thing?
I don't know. Somebody a little wacky, I guess.
True, I guess you have to be a little unhinged to take on a project about a flying elephant.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did like it, we have a lot more of these on the channel. And you can let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and all those things. Maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye bye.